Dramas present Mary Read, Pirate Queen. This week's front page drama, Mary Read, Pirate Queen, is a dramatization of the life of one of the world's famous women pirates as told in On the Treasure Trail of the Wicked Old Pirate. Next Sunday, the American Weekly offers the third of a remarkable series of articles bringing out a number of little-known and hitherto unpublished facts about the old pirates and their hidden treasures. On the Treasure Trail of the Wicked Old Pirate is written by Harold C. Wilkins, English explorer and worldwide authority upon the subject of pirate history. We feel sure all our listeners will want to follow this very exciting story of pirate history, now appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This is the strange story of Mary Read, one of the most colorful of all women pirates. She was born near London, England, in the latter part of the 17th century. Her father was the son of a wealthy widower. He was a scapegoat and was continually in trouble. He married Mary's mother, who was not in his social strata. And shortly after Mary's birth, he ran off to sea and was never heard of again. Knowing her father-in-law was wealthy, Mary's mother decided to visit him.
So, my son Thomas ran off and deserted you, eh?
Yes.
Left you with a child on your hands, eh?
Yes.
Well, it serves you right for being foolish enough to marry him. Marry in haste to tempt leisure. It's a wise old saying.
I know that only too well, my lord. But what am I to do? I have no money to properly rear the child.
Well, now tell me, is it a boy? If it's a boy, I'll take him in and rear him, educate him for his proper station in life. But I want no girl child, but a nuisance. I want no whining girls, no. So if it's a boy, I'll take him in and settle a sum for you to live on. But I must have the child myself.
Oh, what sort of a mother do you take me to be? Do you think I would sell my son, my own flesh and blood, give him to you for a few measly pounds and never see him again? No, I'd rather take my chances in the world. I even starve before I give up my son.
You're a foolhardy, brazen wench, but spirited withal. Yes, I admire your pluck. So I tell you, I'll be generous, lad. I'll provide for you and the boy. You may keep him with you, but I'll expect you to bring him here for a visit once a year at the time of his birthday.
You're kind. You're very kind and charitable, my lord. I will do as you wish. Every year I will bring the boy here. I will raise him to be ever grateful to you for your great kindness, my lord. It was 15 years ago that I first received your grandfather. But you can see how it was. I was forced to it. For the old man was dead set against a child, a girl child in the family. If I had told him the truth, we would have been thrown out upon the world.
I do not blame you, Mother. You do not feel badly about it. I just suggested it. This is a man's world. They have all the best of it, so I'll keep up the deception. No one shall ever know it.
I am grateful to you, my daughter. For years I have dreaded the day when I must reveal my secrets. Oh, but now I feel free and happy in the knowledge that you have forgiven me.
There's nothing to forgive, and I have no regrets. I enjoy the life I led. I prefer man's estate.
Your grandfather has left us but little in his will. Barely enough for both of us to live upon.
Then I shall apprentice myself to some trade or calling, and as a beautiful son, help provide for you.
The lady's maid in the household of the French Marquis tells me there is a vacancy in his household. The post of a footboy. A humble place to begin, but
enough, Mother. Come, get your things, and we shall apply for the apprenticeship. If I'm acceptable, you shall sign me over.
Young Mary Read won the post of footboy. When the war broke out and the Marquis returned to France, Mary, now known as John, went with him to serve as a volunteer cadet with the chance of obtaining a commission. In an advanced post in the war area, a young French officer addresses Mary.
You have done well, Englishman. Our commanders report you have conducted yourself with extreme bravery. You're one of the best soldiers we ever had in the regiment. Since you've been with me, well, there's something amiss, Englishman. Now out with it.
There's nothing. Nothing. Friend.
Well, then I'd wish you'd stop staring at me like a mare with a colic. Or the squadron thinks you're mad.
Aye, mad, perhaps.
Oh, enough of this. I'm off the patrol. Stand clear of me. I do not want you everywhere I go. You are not my shadow.
But who's to protect me, my friend?
What? Why, my sword arm and my horse. What do you think? Wait. I have it now. That blue line. That voice of yours. That figure. They do not fit the description of a royal dragoon. You were...
Yes, my dear. A woman.
forced by my love for you to reveal my secret.
Oh, what a blind fool I've been. All those favors you've done. Your courageous insistence to be with me in the greatest of danger. Once you saved my life.
Love thee, I do, I swear it. I am an honest maiden who makes me a good, true wife.
I love thee, too. Now there's naught to fear from me. Tomorrow we shall appear before our commanding officer, Dello. We shall buy our release and be married.
They settle down to enjoy what was to be a very happy but tragically brief span of married life. In a few months, Mary's husband died, and once again Mary was alone, thrown upon the world with little or no resources. Resorting once again to male clothing and manners, she succeeded in securing a post as a ship's clerk on a vessel bound for the West Indies. But on the way, the ship was taken by the famous English pirate, Thomas Vane.
There'll be a few prisoners, Captain. What's your pleasure? Have aboard with him. We've got enough dead cargo and hungry mouths to feed now. Besides, dead men tell no tales. Overboard with him.
Be a countryman of yours aboard, Captain. A smooth-faced youngster who has articles as a ship clerk. But from the manner he handled his sword and pistol, I think he'd make a good hand for us. Gave us more trouble than half the crew together.
Send him in, Durson. You can always use a promising lad who's handy with a pistol and cutlass. Aye, send him in.
Aye, sir. It's a good move you're making, I swear.
Miller! Up there! Bring in that ship clerk on that trigger. Aye, sir.
Hello, there you be, Durson. Sit down for a cup, lad, Durson.
Aye, be that. Yeah. Step into the captain's quarters there, my hearty. What's the fee?
Aye, come in, lad.
Larson tells me you're quite a tough lad. Gave me a man plenty of trouble. What's more, he says you're English.
Aye.
Well, we can always use a bright lad, and if you're as good ship's clerk as you're a fighter, well, we'd be glad to have you join us. I need someone good at figures who can lead and write and use a cutlass when the need be. Now, you can have your choice, my hearty. Walk along the plank or sign up on the crew.
I'll sign aboard, Captain.
Good, you're on, lad. You'll find plenty to do. Make us an inventory. Put the logs and books in shape. Tell Jack Rackham I told you to report.
For some months, Mary Read sailed under Vane, plundering and capturing booty until they heard of a pardon for those who would quit pirating and take the oath on the King's Act of Grace. Mary lived quietly ashore for some months, but the life was dull, and finally, Calico Jack Rackham, who was quartermaster on Vane's pirate ship, rounded up members of Vane's former crew, seized the ship and began plundering again. One day among the prisoners taken from a captured ship was a young ship's carpenter, and as he was useful to them, was made a member of the pirate crew. He was a quiet, handsome man of a good family, and it was not long before Mary lost her heart to him. One night, coming upon him on deck, staring sadly into the darkness.
Oh, I say.
Hey, why not? To be taken from honest work and pressed into this accursed life of piracy.
I know how it is. I was captured too over a year ago. But one day I'll escape and get back to land.
You're a strange one, I must say. But I'm glad to find someone sympathetic and feeling as I do.
Tell you what. He's in the messmate, his ship companion, and perchance we can find some way to escape these men.
Ah, thank you. I'd be glad. But how can we escape this pirate ship?
We're heading for Jamaica, for water and supplies. We'll lay offshore on the northeast coast. We'll not be so long as the Royal Navy's on the lookout. Hence, we'll have to be quick.
Aye.
You stay close to me, and I'll show you how to get away.
I feel you're honest and good at heart. So I'll be proud of you, thanks. When will we be nearing Jamaica?
With this wind in our favor, we'll be there 3 nights from now. Just as I said, this evening we'll be anchoring off Jamaica. There's something I've got to tell you. A secret which no man aboard knows. John, I must tell you.
Aye.
You've often said you thought me strange and unlike other men.
Aye.
You were right, John. For I'm not a man at all, but a woman.
What? I can't believe. You who fight so well and does a man's work.
Aye, John, because the truth, I am a woman. A woman who loves you dearly and wants to marry you. If you'll have it. My name is Mary Reed. My story's a long one, and there's no time to tell it now. All I ask you to do is trust me. Believe in me until we're free from each other.
Oh, fear not, Mary. I hold nothing but the greatest admiration and deepest respect for you.
Why? Here comes Tom Quick, the boatswain.
Come on, Mary, your parents, children, friends. There's work to be done. Appears to me you two spent a lot of time together whispering up on deck at night. Maybe you two...
I've knocked it down. Don't you know that fighting aboard the pirate craft is punishable by death? Come in the front of the
north. Oh, Mary, I'm sorry to get us into this trouble. But that foul-mouthed scoundrel...
He's coming too.
Oh, you want to fight, eh? You shall have it, my bucko, tonight when we go ashore. cutlass and pistols, it'll be, and we'll see what your liver looks like.
That's all we can. What would be the expense? We need all those things we can muster to fight down quick. We get dead sure shot, and we beat him with a cutlass. Now, these, I pray, will go below and rest.
I'll take your advice, sir. But take care he doesn't work some devilment upon us.
There's my friend. I see he sneaks off below. Well, by morning, he'll be feed for the vultures.
What's thy plan? Wilt thou ambush him behind a rock?
I'll show thee.
Oh, thou'rt afraid of him. I can see it in thy eyes.
Fear, am I? Why, I'll split thee and finish the other after.
It's good. I'll quit thy bragging, Callan.
Yes?
We're close in the shore. Lower a boat, and I'll go beside with thee. I'll fight thee as soon as we land.
Aye, it is done, then. When we reach shore, I'll go. Give 100 paces east thee to the west, then 100 inland. They do the same. And we'll walk one to the other in no quarter.
Tis well. Lower away the boat.
Look out, pretty boy. My bucko. So you were taken in by an old trick. I put my hat on that bush and you used your only shot blazing at it.
Well, shoot me, dog, and have it over.
Patience, pretty boy. I'll come a little closer. 12 paces away, and I'll have me aim perfect. There now. Hey, so you rushed me. Thinking to spoil my aim, eh? But I winged you.
That's it all. Now, Rachel, cutlass. On guard, you black spine.
I have always heard you were handy with a cutlass, pretty boy. By the Lord, Harry, I'll kill you.
Oh, you blacker. I was taught in the best French cavalry school.
Keep your guard, Applecheek. Give it up. See, that'll mix you in.
My own guard, braggart. See, there my kick, there's my mark now.
Hey, but don't let that worry thee. Now watch thy foot and I'll force you backward. Don't trip, pretty boy, or I'll... My arm. My sword arm, your squint is half severed. I'll cleave that brains out. I'm done.
Aye. I've run me through to the hilt.
Mary, what has I done for me?
Don't worry, my heart. Better than you can be. I've done for
you. Then Mary Read did a most unpiratical thing, but very ladylike. She fainted. When she regained consciousness, she was lying in John's arms as he murmured words of love and devotion. They were to be married. But once again, Mary Read was denied her life's happiness. They were captured by the British Navy and sentenced to be hung. But death had prior rights even over His Majesty's Navy. She died from the wounds received in the fight with Quick, the fight she had so gallantly undertaken that the life of her sweetheart might be spared. You have just heard the front page drama, Mary Read, Pirate Queen, a dramatization of excerpts from the life of the famous woman pirate, Mary Read, as told in the feature article, On the Treasure Trail of the Wicked Old Pirate, a remarkable series of authentic articles bringing out little-known and hitherto unpublished facts about the pirates of old. These articles are now being featured each week in the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Front Page Dramas presents Mr.